South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
From showbiz to obstetrician, for a day, honey, we'll explain.
And Jennifer Lawrence shares her favorite quintessentially Robert De Niro story.
And what do Remy Ma, Young Miami, and Charlie Puth have in common? They're all in today's Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Woo! And back with us to give us that woo, 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 we have our friend Jessie Woo in the building.
It's been so much fun dishing with y'all all week.
Yeah.
All right, now, hair crack, what we dishing today?
Rolling Stone co-founder Jan Wenner has a memoir coming out, and he's spilling all the tea on a few celebs, and one of them being Angelina Jolie.
No.
Now, he claimed when rumors were flying about Brad Pitt and Angelina being an item, someone ratted them out to the magazines, photographers, and they all got tips about where the two were staying.
Ooh.
And the snitch was Angelina.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Oh, she was on her Kardashian.
I'm not surprised.
Not Miss Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, always ahead of the game, yo. So this all was going down while Brad was still married to Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh,
so she was being
messy.
Yeah.
Get it ended. Finish
yeah.
it off.
She wanted yeah. Jennifer Aniston. No.
Well, look at where that take you.
Yeah. Right.
She like, I don't know what happened to paparazzi. Must
exactly.
have followed you
yeah.
here.
That, well played.
Right.
Well played.
She must be a Scorpio.
Checkmate.
I'm going to hit you with a wild rumor, but I have it on pretty good authority that that's how the Kim K sex tape got released.
Of course.
Is that she walked it into TMZ.
Yes, she did. Now she walking out with a lot down money, honey. They all rich.
Now, exactly. Now she got her booty next to the American flag.
Nah, thank you. Yeah.
In a jockstrap.
In a jockstrap.
All right, moving on. Looks like Adrian Bailon played a hands-on role in her son Ever's birth via surrogate last month.
Oh.
In a recent interview, she shared that she actually got a chance to pull her baby out herself.
Oh.
Wow.
And that she and her husband Israel wanted to give their surrogate the support of a home birth with her mom and sister also in the room.
Ooh.
What y'all think about that? Did she really pull out?
She had to cook it and then pull it out?
Yeah, she
own?
Gave a new meaning to pulling it out.
She didn't cook it.
She didn't
well,
cook
no,
it.
I mean, in the baby, you know, it's her baby, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, surrogate.
A farragutana. Oh, ding, 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 ding.
It's a surrogate. Okay.
That would be so Viking, though.
I was really confused for a minute.
Okay.
I was like,
ooh. But you know what?
I've
seen women pull out their babies.
What?
Yeah.
What are you from?
What are you searching?
No.
I think it was like one of the Kardashians. Was it Courtney? When she was giving birth, she pulled her baby out.
That was probably like one of the last babies, not the first one. But Jess, okay, girl. Now, honey,
I'm going to pull my baby out.
No, but not that. If you were a surrogate, honey, I mean, are you going to charge them extra money, honey, to let the mama or the mother pull the baby out?
The sisters and everybody
damn,
else
now
in the
see,
room?
That I would, I don't know. As a surrogate, I don't know what I would feel like. But from what I see, the surrogates always say, the baby ain't mine, so do what you want.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I see. Like they know mentally, like, the baby's not there.
So they mentally detach.
Yeah, like, they are mentally prepared for that.
Yeah, but the way you said it, though, it's just like saying, honey, I'm a surrogate, and you said the baby is not mine, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, well, I ain't feeding that bastard today, then, so I don't want to eat. Don't feed the baby.
Well, you will have to be responsible for feeding the baby, because once it's out, it's not yours.
Exactly.
But once it's in, if I don't feel like eating that day, and it's like,
well,
I'm
no, that's
feed
part
the
of the
baby.
Job. That's part
that's
of the
That's part of the job. Yeah. There, you got
to
eat it.
Because you're doing it to yourself at that point, because you're going to get hungry and tired.
Yeah. So you have to eat.
Yeah. Like, you're starving the baby. You're starving yourself, too, bro.
Right. Oh, well. Well, if you think Adrian Bailon playing an obstetrician for a day was interesting, wait till you hear this. Jennifer Lawrence appeared on Vogue's 73 Questions series, and she shared her all-time favorite story about her co-star, Robert De Niro. Mm. Take a look.
He's amazing on set. He's just the sweetest man in the world, still very intimidating. I invited him to my rehearsal dinner for my wedding, obviously expecting him not to come. And when he came, I said, Bob, you really don't have to be here. You can go home. And he was like, thank you so much, and left.
Bobby, you can leave. You can leave, Bobby, if you want to.
And he left. And he sure did leave.
You know, he's a man of a certain age. You know what I'm saying? Like, you only got, like, how many, like, you know, seasons left, right? Like, yeah. You know, you kind of want to, like, you know, use your time wisely.
Yeah.
You showed up. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
People saw you.
Yeah.
And, you know. And
you made your appearance.
Ultimate sign of respect to J-Law there. He's like, he did show up, and then she's like, you know, you can go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she thought she was being cute by telling him he could go, thinking as if he was probably going
to
stay.
And he was like, girl, my car is gassed up and ready to go.
Okay. She knew what she was doing. When his driver was in the driveway.
Yeah, I'm already outside. Bye.
Running.
Okay. So who here on Dish Nation have y'all invited somewhere and you told them they could go home and they actually really did do it? Mm-mm. So Gary don't be leaving early to go take a nap?
Huh?
Gary actually stays at the party.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, he puts in a good time at the party.
Put my hours in.
Okay. Yeah, he got to come show off his outfits and his clothes.
Exactly. When you
he
got to
take the picture, honey.
Yes, ma'am. When you wear a cute outfit, carpet. You got to be seen in
you
that
need
outfit.
Everybody to see
every
it.
Picture.
That's right. You can't do that 5 minutes.
Probably
y'all
the
gonna
first
see this
to leave.
Before
really?
I take it back to the store.
Yeah. Well, moving along, honey, the drama behind the scenes of the movie Don't Worry, Darling, as Brad say, keeps getting messier.
Hello.
But don't you worry, baby, because we got the tea. Break it down for them, Jesse.
Okay, so y'all, on Wednesday we touch on Spitgate involving Harry Styles and co-star Chris Pine. But we also mentioned some of the drama going on between the director Olivia Wilde and the lead actress Florence Pugh. So if you didn't know, I'm gonna break it down for you, all right? Shia LaBeouf was accused of being fired from the film by Olivia Wilde, but he pulled out his own receipts proving he actually quit. On her ass.
Okay.
So Shia shared a clip of Olivia Wilde asking him to stay and could also be heard saying, I think this might be a wake-up call for Miss Flo, referring to Florence Pugh. Well, looks like Miss Flo finally got her lick back because her glam team has her back.
Okay.
Her stylist posted photos of her gracing the red carpet of the Venice Film Festival and captioned it. Miss Flo. Ha! Miss Flo also shared a picture of her getting ready, and we can see her glam team wearing t-shirts that say what?
Miss Flo.
I love it.
Yeah, cute. Yeah,
that's how you throw shade.
This has to be the messiest rollout for a film I've ever seen, and I'm here for every second of it.
Yes. Yeah.
What I love about Miss Flo is she's throwing all the shade, but doing it so nice, nasty-ish. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm living
Well, she's also killing the looks, too.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, her dresses are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every time you see her kicking it there at the festival, she looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Miss Flo could be have her own line in some sort of store, and it'll be Miss Flo.
Really, okay.
She did look amazing, but she gave you the last pair of shoes.
Yes, she did. And her legs was out, too.
Ooh, yes. Well, listen, Don't Worry, Darling isn't the only production getting messy now. Anybody here watching HBO's House of Dragons?
This guy.
I gotta catch up, man. Well,
me too.
Looks like they better tighten up because fans are calling out the production team for a green screen fail.
No!
It's giving high school theater production. Now, if you've been watching, you know the character King Viserys is supposedly missing two fingers, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those two fingers made an appearance on the latest episode. Very visible green tape wrapped around them that was obviously meant to be digitally removed in post.
Oh.
And naturally, fans caught it causing a big social media frenzy.
The internet has no chill.
At all.
You would think after that Starbucks moment.
For real.
That they would learn their lesson.
Yeah. So do you think, was this an innocent mistake or epic fail? Or even something just to make people talk? Because people do like the imperfections nowadays, and it makes them rewatch.
Yeah, this is an epic fail.
This is an epic
that's
fail.
That's a fail,
epic
honey.
Fail.
Yes.
Job open.
Okay. Are you going to apply for the job, Gary? Because we know somebody got fired.
Yeah, I know, girl. But they can't fire me, though, so I could do it. Honey.
Period.
Gary,
you know how to edit green.
No, Gary uses his digits.
They can't fire me, honey. As the saying goes, Tanner, they can't fire me because slaves have to be sold.
So. I can't.
Goose and gander.
All right, y'all. Up next, in honor of Tanner moving to the A, the Dish fam is going to do a head-to-head game of charades, the Atlanta Movie Edition. So come right back.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, you guys. Welcome back. It is game time, game on. And Tanner, darling, in honor of you moving to the ATL, mm-hmm. we're playing a game of charades, the Atlanta Movie Edition. So Gary and Headcrack will be team one, and Jesse and Tanner will be team two. Now, each of you have a dish card in front of you, and when I instruct you to turn them over, you will look at the name of the movie on the card and then begin to act it out. Okay?
All right.
Your teammate will have 15 seconds to guess the answer.
Oh, 15.
Now, remember, y'all, this is a game of charades, and it's all about movies that were set right here in the ATL, baby. So make sure your acting chops are on point. Each answer is worth 1 point, and at the end of the game, I'll give you a bonus question that'll be worth more. Got it?
Got it.
All right. Okay, first up, HK, flip your card over.
Okay. Oh, man.
Gary, put your thinking cap on. Y'all ready? Start the clock.
Philadelphia. Cold in...
Time's up.
Man, he never got it. I don't think he can pronounce it. It's Contagion.
Contagion.
Girl, you know I ain't got no
I've never even heard of that.
That's hard.
That
I know that
was on Netflix.
Yeah, that's why
I like him. He's like, you know, he's cold. Oh, he's sneezing. He's getting
okay,
sick.
Okay, team two, the competition is fierce. Jesse, it's your turn to flip over your car.
Oh, my 15 God.
15 seconds on the clock. Let's go.
Driving. Miss Daisy.
Oh! Driving Miss Daisy.
Well, yeah.
I know. Oh, my God. All right, Gary, the pressure is all on you, baby. All eyes on you.
No pressure, bro.
Turn over your card, Gary. HK, you got 15 seconds on the clock. Let's go. Give us your Oscar-winning performance. Let's go.
Hello? ATL, the movie. So Long, Sunshine. Goodbye, Miss Sunshine. Sunshine State. What movie was that?
Ooh. Gone with the Wind.
He tried to wave bye.
Okay, I get the going part. That movie is, I thought it was filmed in Switzerland.
They ain't getting, honey, she giving us.
Let the slaughter commence.
Okay, Tanner, now you gotta make it count. Flip your card over. Jesse, 15 seconds on the clock. Go.
All right, here we go. Can we get a point if I guess it?
Drumline.
All
right, y'all, so team one is coming in with 0, and team two is coming in with 2 points. Okay, now for the bonus round, whoever shouts out the correct answer first earns 3 extra points for their team.
What?
And they will take the win. So here we go.
Set it off.
Baby.
Baby boy.
Baby driver.
It is. What? Yeah. Baby driver. Baby driver.
That was pretty good. I got Casey.
That was, you were very literal. I was like, baby, drive her. Proud of me.
Well, y'all, team two won this thing with 5 points. And the amazing team won. They have 0 points, and they lost the game.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
We won.
Do you guys have anything to say? What is your speech? Make a speech.
You know what? I'd like to thank the city of Atlanta.
Yes.
And I want to give a special shout out to all the brunches where twerking happens next to my waffle.
Twerking brunch.
Yes.
There we go.
What about you, honey?
Absolutely. I would just like to thank my amazing partner. She did an excellent job. Brad, I totally got Baby Driver. Yes. I don't know why Gary and Headcrack couldn't grab that. It was very obvious. You did a great job.
Welcome to Atlanta with
a
best
place. One of these movies was made in 1940.
Okay, all right. I'm going to do the tease because no one remembers second place. Coming up, we're going to give you a nice glass of water with another Thirst Trapping with the Stars right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we all love this. It's time for... That's right. And today we've got props. Everybody's got a two-sided sign. So make sure you turn it up to reflect your thoughts. Thirst trap or not a trap. Got it? All right. So first up, we got Charlie Puth. My man is getting after it. He dropped a mirror selfie in the Tidy Whiteys on Twitter. And then in another pic on IG, he's butt naked, standing on a swing with the caption, What rhymes with four? I guess some people are thinking that it's supposed to be tour. Rhymes with four? I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe whore.
Maybe whore. But what do you think, guys? Is this a thirst trap or not?
It's like a double-sided thirst trap because, like, you know, he wants you to pay attention to him but also wants to promote his tour. So, yeah, mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. And the swing one is very, it's just so delightful.
Ooh, it's not.
It's like he's out on a summer day
he's
swing.
He's butt naked with his white booty.
Yeah, that's Hell definitely booty. A thirst trap.
Do you feel, I kind of like the cheeks. I like the cheeks.
Okay, y'all. Up next, honey, is Demi Moore. Now, Demi, who's 59, is showing off swimsuits from a line, y'all, she curated with Andy Swim. Now, one is a vintage 50s style suit, and the other is a more modern bikini. So what do y'all think, honey? Is this a thirst trap or not?
Yo, she's 50 fine. I'm going to say right now, for me, this is not a thirst trap.
It's not.
You look like that at 59.
It's not a thirst trap. When you're over 50, it's not a thirst trap.
Well, I don't know. That second photo, though.
Yo, that second photo got me like, oh, what's up, Demi? How you doing?
Unless she's wearing a pamper, but it's cute, though. With
a pamper. Oh, my God.
Well, that was sexy back in 1923.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Man, I got blood pressure up. So
Okay, up next is rapper Remy Ma. She dropped this lingerie video on IG and TikTok to promote her new EP, Remnant. So is that a thirst trap? It's a thirst trap to me.
It's not a thirst trap.
Remy Ma is usually hard.
Trying and no, she's not hard.
She's glistening.
She's glistening because she's fully covered, honey. This is very classy. She looks amazing.
But usually she's like
Remy.
Usually she's conceited. She got a reason.
But that's what I'm saying. She's showing us why she's conceited.
But there's nothing about this a thirst trap. She's not trying to push up her. She got her legs.
Because they're standing on their own.
Pushed up on her own.
But she's doing this with her body.
Exactly.
She's got that nice slippery and slidey look.
She's supposed to be ashy like Gary's ankle?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Last but certainly not least, we have Young Miami from the City Girls. Now, she used multiple pics to show off her thong with charms that spell out real bad. And she's letting you know where you could buy it. Links in her bio. Be sure you check it out. No need to say. I mean, thirst trapping.
That is not a thirst trap. Is that a man?
No. What are you talking about?
Well, look at that. Look under her, in her, between her legs. That looked like a testicle.
That's the back of her heel.
Oh, I thought that was a testicle.
You weirdo.
You thought a fell out?
Well, yeah, I thought. I didn't know.
I thought that was Young Miami.
That's her foot, Gary.
Well, I thought it was a testicle. I thought she took.
I had no idea she was holding all that back there.
Come on, Carisha.
Well,
yes, girl.
She tricked me then, honey. I'm sorry.
I just became a big City Girls fan.
You're a little late, bro.
Up next, rapper Redman is letting us know how high he can really get. Like, high in the sky. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Hey, it is Redman, y'all. Reginald Noble, a.k.a. Redman, has a new career, y'all. Oh. He is officially a... licensed skydiver?
Really? Oh, wow.
That's right. Word up. From the cage, from the stage to the sky. He shared this video on Instagram with the caption, I worked hard for this. 27 jumps and studied hard for my written exam and passed today. I'm an official licensed skydiver. Wow. I'm wilding in these skies.
Yeah,
see?
Congratulations, Redman.
Wow.
But I would have never expected. I mean, because he's a rapper. You would never think a rapper would want to be a skydiver. I mean rappers usually do other things, you know, with things in their hands and stuff.
So I am a rapper. I would like to know what that means.
Yeah, well, you know.
They cook a lot.
A carpenter?
Oh, they shoot.
Well, he has a parachute.
Yeah, a parachute.
Oh, my God. So it's clothes. Parachute.
Yeah. A revolver.
No, my God. So what jobs would y'all be so shocked at one of y'all did?
Man, Gary, I'd be real surprised if I found out that you were like a boxing coach.
Oh my gosh, that's
throwing
so true.
Hands.
Oh, never.
Or a construction worker.
Or a construction worker.
Never.
Well, no, he would definitely like the drill.
I might.
Oh, no, you did.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.